Brothers and Brothers.
Okay.
Tamar. All right,
go ahead. Do you want to take it? The Zimon, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Upalech Pshita.
Right.
Umishani lo tzricha afolgav de koin ochel tchuma v'Yisrael chulen. Alma afolgav de tchuma asura v'Yisrael. Achri sha koin yichol tzarif v'Yisrael echol v'chulen. Mitztarif in the Zimon. V'hacha nami. Nhi dechad minahu achel tevel de'in roi lachirim. Amai inan mezamnin.
That the Gemara says the chiddush is that the Kohen is eating truma, and the Yisrael can't eat truma. So you would think that that's not really considered a tziruf, but no, because the Kohen can eat from the Yisrael, right? Even though the Yisrael can eat from the Kohen, it's only a one way.
Right.
So it's still good. So Tay says over here, same thing. At tevel, and one guy's eating tevel, so the guy eating tevel can eat from the other guy. So all you need is a one way tziruf.
Right.
That's his kasha. Okay, just a second. Right? Yeah. So why is it? So that's more basic. You're right. That question more basic. Why is it that I feel kol echad ochel mikra grows good? Right. But so you see, you don't have to eat from each other's. So why don't we say the same thing over here? That where one guy is eating tevel, they said, "I mean, say it wouldn't be any good."
In the case of
what?
Truma.
No, Truma Gemar says it's good. It's not tziruf in the Chefta Sholachim. Because even each guy can eat from his own kikar and it's good. So it's only tziruf with regard to the deos. We want to be together. Right? So what's wrong with tevel and even have mean by Truma, that's not good. Okay.
That it's in the Halacha. Since it's a social phenomenon,
right.
Halacha can't allow you to join with somebody else if you're breaking the halacha.
No, forget it. We're not up today. The question is, in other words, what's the difference between two ways? In other words, before we even get to that point, what's the difference between Ochel Kolecha Mikikro is a tziruf and Tevel is not a tziruf? So you don't have to eat from the same chefts in order to be mizarif. As long as we have a tzir of dasa, we want to eat together, it's good enough. So, but if a chefts is nesar, so then that breaks the tzir of das. Because, in other words, in the tzir of das, we have to want to eat together. But it can't be relegated and achila to you and not to me. In other words, where kol echad ochel mikikro, that's subjective. They want to eat from their own kikar. But really, there's no relegation of this kikar to this guy. You see? So that's why Taisva says that in that case, it certainly is good because it's Sirif Das. Right? But where there's an Isser involved, so now you're relegating a certain food to a certain person. So the relegation breaks the tziruf.
And what? The fact that it could be eaten by the... Doesn't that
what you call it? Because, in other words, it's tziruf das means that we want to eat together, right? But if you're relegated to eat that food, so then...
Oh, I see.
You're splitting yourself off. Mm-hmm. In other words, so now how can I join you if you're relegated to your, in other words, where you want to eat from your own kikar, so that's a matter of your own free will, you want to do it. But where there's a halacha that comes in and says, this is yours and it's not his, then it's a relegation. A relegation breaks the tziruf because it sets up your achila as a separate achila.
So what about the kohen b'truma?
What?
The kohen b'truma? So the truma is designated to him?
That's why, that's the kasha. Right?
You mean that's the havamina in Ochan?
That's the havamina in where?
In Ochan.
In Erech.
That's a good point. You're saying the seer of Deos just doesn't exist, simply doesn't exist in this case where there's something where it's absolutely off limits to the people.
That's right.
There's no
seer of Deos. There's no
seer
of Deos. That's
right.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
Good
point. Yeah. All right, that's a good point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the seer of Deos like?
in the beginning, like, what's it regarding that?
In other words, we want to eat together, we want to join together and enjoy a meal together. Okay, it's a social thing. So each guy doesn't have to eat from the same piece of bread, because then it would mean that without the eating from one chefza, we don't want to eat together, but we each want to eat our own food. And that doesn't break the tziruf, the fact that we each want to eat our own food. So the question is, but truma apparently is an avmina that wouldn't be good. Why does that break the tziruf? So the answer is, because when one person is eating truma, the truma is relegated to the kohen, and the Yisrael can't partake of it. So therefore, I would say that the relegation breaks the tziruf achila, because it sets him up as a separate eater. He's confined to his own food. See, where you want to eat from your own food, that's something else. But there's no objective confinement to your food. But over here, you're objectively confined. So the Gemara thought the truma wouldn't be good. So the Gemara asked Kamash Malan, the truma's good. Why is truma good? Because it's true that he can't eat from the Kohen, but the Kohen can eat from him. So what does that mean? What does the Gemara mean? What's the Gemara's answer?
It's still enough of a tzir of tails.
In other words, confined means where you have, it's not where the, where you have a total relegation. In other words, that you can't eat from me, you're relegated to your food, and I'm relegated to my food. But if you're relegated to your food, and I'm not, that doesn't break the tzir of das. Even though there's a relegation to you, which the Havmina was that you think that that does break it, because still in all, you're relegated. You're relegated, Yisrael's relegated not to his chulin, okay? But we say since the Kohen can eat it, that's not really a relegation. A relegation means where each one is relegated to his own food. It has to be both-sided, two-sided. So therefore, each one's in his own channel, then there's no tzuruf. But just that there's a relegation in the Suda, that doesn't break the tzuruf.
And you're still back with this kasha about Tevel.
That's right. It's not a kasha about Tevel, because if a one-way relegation is not a relegation, you could say it is. You can't have any relegation. But if a one-way relegation is not a relegation, so then what's wrong with Tevel? That's the Texas kasha.
Tevel and Chulin? Or Tevel and Kosher Chulin, you mean?
Yeah, Tevel and Chulin. Well, that's the case. One guy's eating Tevel, and the other guy's eating Chulin. It's not served.
But the Tevel guy could eat Chulin.
And Telgak is the Chulim, so that's related to Truma, because the Gemara says in Erechim, one-way relegation doesn't disturb the Tziruf.
Yeah, but he's not making...
He might think he can't have any relegation, because once there's relegation, there's no Tziruf. That breaks up the idea of Tziruf. Kamash Malan, no. Only if it's a two-way relegation. Then it breaks up the Tziruf, because it makes each guy, Miyuchud, designated to his specific Achiva, and now he can't have any Tziruf. So Tais says, but what, so what's wrong with Tevel? Right?
No, but that means the case is the guy only ate Tevel, right?
The guy only ate Tevel.
The case in the Mishnah is only where he ate Tevel.
Where he's eating Tevel.
Yeah, but he didn't have a kazayas of Chulin.
But he could.
So then why would he be, then maybe he would be chayv in Zimah.
But the Mishnah says as long as one guy's eating Tevel, there's no Zimah.
Yeah, but so I can understand that to mean that only he's only eating Tevel.
Yeah. Just like the guy's only eating truma. The coin's only eating truma, he can still be Masayiv with Yisrael.
Are you saying just the fact that he could eat Chulin?
He could eat with the other guys, that's Masayiv.
I'm saying he could eat
Chulin,
But if he ate Chulin, he would be Chayiv in Mazin.
If he did what?
He ate Tevel and Chulin. He had it more than his eyes of Chulin.
Then
right.
He's
Chayiv.
That's not good. So here he's only eating Tevel, even though he could eat Chulin, but he's not eating Chulin.
That's right. Just like the case in there.
Right? In other words,
it's the one way we said it already. That you might think wherever there's relegation, that breaks up the tziruf. Even if it's one way, but there's relegation in the Suda. So it breaks up the tziruf. But the maskana is, it's not relegation that breaks up the tziruf. It's the fact that each guy is designated to a different achila. Mm-hmm. Each guy is designated to a separate achila. So then we say that then there's no tziruf. But not the idea that in this Suda there's relegation, so the idea of relegation breaks up the Tziruf. It's not the idea of relegation, it's the fact that he's incapable of eating anything else.
Right. He's designated for this, and this is designated away from.
So if each one has his own designation, it's a designation, separate designation, then it's, then it breaks the Tziruf. But the idea of relegation itself does not break the Tziruf. Because you might think just relegation is over.
I don't understand how, just because halachically they consider having two different achilas, that affects in terms of them not having das for, isn't das like more of like a kviyas, like a mitzias? I mean, obviously Allah has to recognize it as a kviyas, but it's more in terms of them having das to eat with one another, it's not.
Yeah, it's true, das, but well, see, if das was the only thing, then you'd be right. But das creates a situation of tziruf. So if something's going to break the tziruf, the das won't help. See, if das was the whole thing, you'd be right. Just see if they have das. But you see, the Gemara says das is not the whole thing. Because you see, by truma, the Gemara to have a meaning by truma to say that it's no good. Right? And the Gemara does say it's no good if one guy can't eat from the other guy's food, if it's a two-way designation. Right, so you see, das is not the only thing. Das is just a component that creates a situation of tziruf, but you could break it.
It's a halachic tziruf.
So there are things that could break up a tziruf.
Halachic.
Yeah. In other words, because you can't say halachic, right? Because you can't say this is one suda. Because the halacha, this guy. You can't say there's a sharing if this guy is designated to this and that guy's designated to that.
There's no, the das is contrary.
Mm-hmm. Then the das is they don't want to sit together. Okay, so what's this thing?
So if two guys made the dharma not to eat from each other's stuff, then they might not be able to have a tear?
That's at the end. We'll say
that. That brings it up.
At the end. At the end of the topic.
All right.
Good questions. So what is he saying? So he's saying that that even if the three etel, so then if three etel, so each guy can eat from the other guy's table, he can tell anyways, right? Why is this table better than the other guy's table? So he says, even that wouldn't be good. Why? Because achilas tevel is not. What is it? Achilas tevel is not what?
Lo chazia.
Lo shma achila.
Lo shma achila. Why is it lo shma achila?
This is far. I think you get last week. In other words, that once something is mufka from halacha, it's mufka from a tziruf because it's not a social. Since zimun is a social phenomenon, so if the halacha removes it, so you can't have a social.
In other words, in zimun is a social sharing. Something that in our nation, in our society, is an isser, you can't talk about sharing. Because it's not something that you share. Something you share, something that's chashuv. But if socially in our society that's condemned as prohibited, then the concept of sharing can't take place. In other words, you can't share contraband. You can't share. The thing is nesa. So since it's Nesar, it's socially unacceptable in our society. If it's socially unacceptable, it can't be socially joining. It can't be a social binder, binding people socially, if it's socially anathema. Socially, it's unacceptable. Do you know what I mean?
Why is supposed
to be
eating
antisocial behavior?
Right, that's right. Eating tevel is an antisocial behavior. That's right. It is, it's right. Because you're going against the society of the Jews, because the society of Jews is built on a Torah, and Torah says you can't eat this.
Three people partaking of an antisocial behavior is not going to create a new society.
No, not going to create a new society. That's right.
Why does this bring in Elamanites? But how is that the same idea?
I know what's his right, I get it.
Can't understand.
What?
But I mean, that whole section in the Amar Shalach thing takes out.
He takes it out? Alright, let's take it out.
Why? Right, meaning the whole... he takes out from... he takes out from the Vuhua Dinim Achu Shloshtan. Takes out that whole... that whole...
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. That's right. And he takes it out. I think I'm not sure Chuck has nothing to do with that.
I mean, you also think it makes sense because he's showing you the basic principles, not because of, you know, it's the idea that all three of them can't rinse out because it's not...
So where did they take it out from?
From the Hua Dinim Achu Shlosh Tan Teva, the Ein Chayav
Masav. Oh, they take the whole thing out?
Yeah.
From the society. Something which is not allowed. So it's a fact of... Now,
let's think about
why.
What does Masha say? Masha... Oh, wow. In Yen Acher. The Ein Zek Yedai Limcha Kolm Shlosh Tosh Shofanen. The people should demand the hash at the time they are not allowed to have mission to wash my achila. They go, no, no, I'll keep it in the surah. After coming, who didn't buffalo slush on the table? And he's on the ground. There she goes, I know all my nights. Give me the nights who ain't them mikri lu kavua, who's on the ground. Baba wake up for Paris. In other words, he's saying that Taisus is saying that what? That even though they could all share it, but it's not, you know, they could all share. So why is Amazon there? So he says, because since the Gemara says Amazon of Baruch Hashem and Nights, so in the bracha it is contained niyutz. So in the bracha, if in the bracha is niyutz, so then you can't use it for to raise the shevach, to raise the shevach shemakom. You can't do that because it's niyutz. It's niyutz. So if you learn like the Maharsha, but it still sounds like two different reasons. Because the first one reason is because of the fact that socially it's unacceptable. So you can't share. You can't share socially in a socially unacceptable object. That's the first shot. But now with Tasus is saying a different reason. Why does Tasis need this? You know, I mean, the Mashal is not so simple. I mean, the Mashal takes it out. I see why he takes it out. Because he says, where are you going further with this? What are you saying to all three Eitel? Well, not going to make any difference because it's not an Achil. It's not a social...
Right.
It's not socially acceptable. So what do you have to go further? Well, what do you have to bring names to the Varach Elamanites? Right?
Yeah.
That's a different reason. That he's saying that since it's Niyutz, it's not Roy for Shvach HaShomakam
HaZimah. That's inherent. It has nothing to do with Zimah.
That's a different thing. It has nothing to do with... You know what I mean? Uh-huh. That's why. That's why when I saw the mashal. I said, I don't think I'll go with the mashal. It's a lot easier. Unless Taisfis is of the opinion that if they all three eat tevel, that then it's a
different level of niyut.
No, then it's a tzirif.
They create a society.
Right.
But he said lav shma achila.
Lav shma achila, yeah.
Because it's not goy, an achila which isn't goy, it's not an achila. You just, you know, you consume, but it's not a social eating.
Yeah. Not a social step before.
But if they're all, no. If they're all sociopaths, so...
then it's a shma achila?
Then maybe it's shma achila.
So you can create a society.
Then it's not a huadin.
What?
Then it's not a huadin. Then it's two totally separate points.
It's a separate point, yeah.
Huadin means
but
it's the same
no
thing.
It's no good, he's saying, because since it's menites, so it doesn't tolerate the... it's a different reason. That's why it says better to take it out. Because you're going to have to say taste of souls that three would be good, except for the fact... In other words, the huadin is lav dafka, the huadin that it's the same reason.
Right, this ends up being very funny in Tussos.
I know. But I mean, if you want to learn like the Masha, you're going to have to learn it. It will be different.
Although it's a huadin, the same result, not for the same reason.
Same result, not for the same reason. Right, not for the same reason. I mean, that's the way the Masha apparently learns. So that's Machlokes Masha and Masha. Masha takes it out because he... I mean, Pashtus is right because Vuadin means, and why should Tosfos say that you can share if you have three sociopaths? You can share. I mean, it's a strange halacha. He says lashma achila means you can't share, and it has no value. It's in this nation, it's worthless. I mean, it's not a thing of value. It's a hatzvara.
Right, and he wouldn't need his first chiddush. Just say at the beginning, it's right. You know, once you have the halacha of menaitz, so even one person is menaitz, and that's all you need. Like, what pushed him to say the first chiddush altogether? You don't need the first svara. That he
well,
can't be, that's lav shma achila.
That's going to get a little sticky. One guy's menaitz, one guy's menaitz, and the other two aren't. So, I mean, there's nias. Well, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Is halacha any different if it's four, one of which are reading tevel, or it's just out of curiosity?
If it's four and three are reading regular good food, yeah. So then you have the three, the fourth guy.
Right, but I mean, it's not going to pass
because he's just not socially shared with everybody, so we discount him. Okay, all right. So that's why I say it's more mistaken to take it out like a mashal. But anyways, let's go further.
Mikan haya omer ben Yehuda. The shlosh she'achlu v'echad haya mudar hanam min hashnayim v'u och mishalo yachol tztavif imahem lezimon denehi de'eno goy le'echol imahem heim hu'uyim le'echol imam l'chein le'inyin ha'nisa mipashol nachoy.
Okay, so before you get pashol nachoy, so what is he saying? If you have one guy's mudar and offer him two, right?
So it's the same thing as shua.
Yeah, so what is he talking about? Same thing.
Yeah,
you're
saying like a
chiddush.
You're saying like a
chiddush,
right?
Yeah. Well, is that the chiddush, or is the
aval
the chiddush?
The aval?
The fact that when you have all three of Murach HaNaz, I mean, meaning Rabbeinu Yehuda continues. It's not the whole line.
What's new here? I mean, what does Tais have to bring it in for? Has to mention every case you're going to have one guy can eat from the other guy and the other guy can't eat.
Well, mudar hanam means he's socially disconnecting himself from the guy.
Okay.
So you might say that the fact that it's true that the other guy can eat from him, but the idea of a mudar hanam is that he wants to disconnect himself. So it's not just accidentally they're eating something different, but he's actively disconnecting himself.
Very good, very good. Okay, in other words, what it sounds like this, that the whole idea is that they're socially... not related, right? They don't want to be misarif socially, so therefore you need both sides to be relegation from both sides, because then socially they're separate, because each guy's relegated to his own achila, right? But over here by Muna, no, it's true, it's only one side, but the nature of the issur is that I don't want to eat from you. I'm Muna enough from the two of them, right?
Right.
So they don't allow me, even though it's one-sided, but the nature of their side is that I don't want you to eat, I don't want you to have any enjoyment from me. So the nature of it could create a break in the tziruf. Do you know what I mean? In other words, mudar hanam means I don't want you to have any enjoyment from my nechasim. Like Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law. Okay? Rabbi Akiva's father was angry, so he said that he's a very wealthy guy, and he says, your mudar hanam for me. I don't want you to have any hanam from my nechasim. Okay, so that means you don't like the guy. Okay, that was kavod sarua. So it means you don't like the guy. So if two guys say to a third guy, look, you can't have any hanam from our food, so that, even though it's only one relegation, but that relegation carries in the character of separation and
exclusion.
Anger and distance and exclusion and lack of tziruf. Right? That's good. That's the habamina. That's a good habamina because the nature is exclusion. Mm-hmm. That's a very good habamina.
Not quite sure what the mascara.
Nah, you got it.
Can you say that over here that Tosas up until now talking about where halachically becomes it's from the Dvar Ochel, that they become excluded through the fact that it's a Dvar Ochel, so they're But over here, Tosis is saying that it's the din of the Gavra, that the place where it becomes usur, the place where it becomes relegated, is through the Gavra being excluded himself. That's what I'm saying.
But when you mean these two guys are excluding me, right? So they don't like me. Because they're saying that I can't have any anah from them, any anah from the anachosim. So they don't like me. So that alone, the nature of that exclusion is antisocial. So that may be there, since the character is antisocial, that alone shows that they don't want to join with me. So they says no, it's not true.
I mean, it's extraneous to the Ma'is Achila.
What do you mean it's extraneous?
Meaning in terms of the Suda, that it's not expressed, because each one is Ochel in a way which is suitable. And there is an achila which they could share. So it's true, the reason why not everything, why there is some exclusion in some of the food is because there was an antisocial act prior to this. But in terms of the maisa achila biyacha, there's no antisocial character. I mean, the antisocial character only inheres in the chafta, but they have a different chafta they could relate to.
It's lacking in tzir of das.
But they have a tzir of das, they don't eat tzir.
They don't
want
to eat together.
They do want to eat together. Otherwise, they don't eat together.
So you're saying that's characterized by the
suda? They want to eat together, but they had previously made an isur hanah, so there's some of the food there who's not subject to eating together. But right now, they do want to eat together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your argument was that the nature of the isur is not an isur truma or an objective isur. It's a social. The isur is created by a social. So what do you do with that?
But that only makes sense if halacha recognizes the fact that there is a one-sided removal. It just says that that's not enough to make a problem. But if halacha just ignores it, it says as long as there is an achila, that's all halacha recognizes. So then the shame mudah hanad just doesn't enter into the equation.
Doesn't enter into the equation. Why not? Because why shouldn't it enter into the equation? You just presented such a beautiful argument. Because the nature of mudah hanad is that I don't want you to be part of my, I don't want you to have anything to offer me. It's antisocial. The isser is antisocial.
Now, would it make a difference if it's reciprocal?
If they're both anti, if they're both from Ahmad or not.
Yeah, they both, yeah.
Then it's definitely can't have reciprocal.
Well, that's the next line in Tosfos.
What's that? Oh, yeah, next question.
This is about Hanazim in Mishal.
Yeah, that's a
different
point. Next problem.
Yeah.
Can you say that
it's a nice little problem, it's good place to teach kids.
Yes, one problem after another.
Right.
You say that the exclusion over here, since it's no Dharna, it's a generic exclusion. It's not a specific exclusion in terms of the Achila.
So not specific?
Yeah. In other words, you require that the achila be exclusive. In other words, the achila that I want to eat by myself. Which is manifest by the food or however it's manifest. But the point is that here there's a generic exclusion which secondarily will exclude the achila. But that's not going to. If it's a generic thing, it's not going to be a social exclusion.
It's, what do you mean by it's generic?
Because he's modar hanah. So modar hanah includes all forms of hanah. It's not a specific in terms of the suda.
Yeah, but it includes the suda too. I mean, he definitely doesn't want to eat with him. I mean, the guy says, you can't have any enjoyment of my possessions, or you can't even take
part
of
that. Right.
You're not inviting him to your suda.
Right.
I mean, apparently they were having enough eating together that they're massive together, or they planned it. I mean, there is the social in the particular case. If there isn't that, then there's nothing to talk about. So in the particular case, they do want to eat together.
Because they're massive.
Because they want to have a social experience. So it's true the nature of the issa, in terms of the cheftza, is one which is antisocial. But still, the maisa achila is a social eating.
So therefore?
And therefore, since there is some achila which they could be mitzarif through, so they're not disconnected.
You mean they're crazy?
Well, that's a different question. What are they thinking? Like, why would they show a little nidra?
So it sounded like initially, like, you know, Tzirav Daz, but just the technicality. I don't want anything to do with me.
Don't, you can't enjoy a single thing that I have. Well, let's eat together. what Tysus is saying is that the nature of the Isser on the food is antisocial. But in Halacha, we don't deduce from the nature of the food the human attitude. That halachic connection is not halachic. It's too much. In other words, you're saying Isser we recognize, but now you're saying the character of the Isser is what? Is one of antisocial, so therefore this guy's not so antisocial. We don't do that in halacha. We don't say, you don't know. These things we don't know. You can't say, maybe now change his mind, you know. You have no right to say that because the achila itself is antisocial, that we're going to deduce from that circumstance that this guy doesn't want to eat with this guy now. See, halacha doesn't want, halacha needs more objective categories. This would be like a circumstantial type of evidence. That circumstances reveal, I would conclude that they don't want to eat together. But halacha doesn't deal with that. You don't say because the character of the Isser is such, and therefore his das is this way. You don't go from the food, the Isser and the food, to his das. That you can't do. It's not a loch for yourself. It's in Yiddish today, it's lech aloch. What that means? You know Yiddish? You look like it means it doesn't hold any water, there are holes in it. You know what I mean? It's too far removed. Too far. Do you know what I mean?
I don't see why. In other words, the guy
made because of that. That proves they don't want to eat together. Can't do that. I mean, it could be other circumstances. You know what happens. I mean, you can't deduce that. That's not a valid halachic deduction. But people change the circumstances. Maybe they want to mount an edelite. You don't know. You can't go from the nature of the food to the gavra's das in halacha. Say this proves his das.
In other words,
too circumstantial.
In other words, the Isser of Hanoah was only expressed in terms of the objects.
It's only because the Isser of Hanoah is in the Chefetz. So it's circumstantial. Circumstantial is not good in halacha. Halacha doesn't recognize circumstantial. What Tysus is generating is a universal concept. And in halacha, you never go from the nature of the Isser to the guy's das. That's circumstantial. You don't know. You see three guys are massive, they want to eat together. Don't ask any questions. That's it. Can't go from the circumstances. None of your business.
I mean, if Allah could objectify it, Tosfos was saying it, in a Hanami would have been enough of a breakup to...
Right.
Yeah, but
that's
you
right.
Can't, you just can't.
You can't. You're using inferences right. and suppositions and...
Right. The conclusion would be good enough, but
right.
Getting the conclusion is ready to...
Getting to the conclusion is not a solid track.
Right.
And so you see they wore Mesif together, that's objective. So you have to go by the objective. It's an interesting thesis. I mean, it's a claw. He's showing you a claw. It's a very nice idea. Okay, where are we up to next?
So, who are they?
Yep.
V'chein le'inyin ha'nizeh mipashal nachoy.
Okay, where is bringing pashal nachoy?
So that means the other guy's eating pashal nachoy. And you hold that you're not supposed to eat it.
I'm eating pashas shrel.
Right, and I hold he shouldn't be eating pashas.
And you hold that you don't eat pashas shrel. But I can't eat from you. But you can eat from me. Right? Okay, so why does Tosfos bring that in? Isn't that...
That they would be mistarf, right?
Yeah.
So that's also pashat.
Well, that's pashat.
There's no one who wants a nether
in it, no? No, I don't know that.
I mean, in that case, it's but you hold that the other guy's lash machila. You hold that what the guy's doing is wrong. That he shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So you hold that he's eating teva. You know, in your framework, what he's eating is the same as teva.
But we said already that's okay.
It's not a chilah chashuva.
Right, meaning, so it's true from his standpoint, it's an chilah chashuva. So that's the maskana. But the havmin is that it needs to be in each of the participants, needs to view the other ochlin as ochlin.
Okay, good, very good, very good. So over here, the guy that's eating Pas Yisrael, he probably is surely this is about guy, whatever the hell, the other guy's eating treif. Let's say we can make that assumption. So Tosfos Kashya is, he holds the other guy's eating treif, he can't eat from him. So what is Tosfos' answer? Why isn't Tosfos right? The guy, the from guy that's eating Pas Yisrael, he just as much wouldn't eat from the other guy's Pas Shel Nachri as the guy that's eating good food wouldn't eat from, doesn't consider terrible food.
One second. So how mean is that the guy eating Pas Yisrael holds that the other guy's eating treif, and therefore...
Yeah, so therefore it should be Losh Mochila, just like the Teva. He can't share socially because he holds what the other guy's eating is awesome.
Right.
Yeah, but the concept by Teva didn't really address like the specific deos of those people. It was just like...
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Completely separate. So I'm not... That's completely separate.
Yes, you just have to bring it out another step. Yeah, right check there. You're on the right track there.
Well, isn't Tevel is a shame isr, possibly.
Okay.
What it is a chumra ba'alma. It's a hachaka.
It's to express it, so therefore.
So then that's not going to have the social disconnect because there's no shame isr. The shame isr means it's a richuk.
Good. In other words, Tevel, you could say, is socially unacceptable in the nation. So since it's socially unacceptable in the nation, you can't use it as a vehicle of sharing. It's not an achila, because we look down at it. That's awesome. Okay? But pas akum, you can't say isn't acceptable in the nation. Mm. Maybe to you it's not acceptable. That's your business. You're tzaddik, you don't want to eat it. But the fact is, in the nation, it's acceptable. You can't take that away. So as long as it's acceptable in the nation, you see, you can't say it's not a vehicle of socializing. Right?
Yeah.
In other words, if it has a stigma, that has a stigma that it's absolutely not acceptable, so then you can't socialize with it. But Pas Akum doesn't have that stigma. It's true, so everyone is it from Pas Akum, and for them be like eating treif. But the fact is, in the nation, some people do, some people don't. So therefore, it's acceptable in the nation. It has no stigma. When you look at the nation as a whole, it has no stigma. So therefore, you can't say you can't socialize with it.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Let's say you have three Yisraelim and one guy is eating truma. So vis-a-vis these three guys, it's unacceptable.
Ain't a chanami, so.
What?
And so who says not?
Why not? Why is that not unacceptable? If it's usher for these three,
that's not a stigma. That's because of the fact that they just can't partake of because they're not the Kedushas Kahuna. It's no stigma there.
It's no good. That case you wouldn't be.
No, what is he saying? In case where there were
well, guys is not as well each tumah would still be a problem.
That wouldn't be good.
That'd be like Tevel.
Yeah, a bad Tevel.
What was the case?
In other words, where the Israel's eating truma, then it's like Chazar.
So that wouldn't be good. Okay.
That would be like Tevel. Because then it's
okay. Okay, so I just want to make sure.
Okay. Socially acceptable. Even though to some people, subjectively, to that guy, it's like treif. But nevertheless, you can't say that in general, in the nation, this has a stigma. Because people do eat it. It's a big so we can eat it. So it has no stigma to it.
What is the very big tradition tells us to say, you know, when they're bringing up the case of, you know, Tevel, not Lash Machila, it's a very, very big tradition. You know, what exactly is lacking? Like, what impedes the Tzir of Deos over there?
Well, what we're trying to say is that the fact that it's a stigmatized food in the nation, So you can't socialize with it.
Even though ipso facto they are socializing with it, that doesn't...
Well, it doesn't mean, it doesn't, the chefter doesn't lend itself to socializing, because socializing, you only socialize with something which is an acceptable thing in society. It's not treif, because the fact is that since this could be eaten by people who are shama Torah mitzvahs, it doesn't have any stigma at all.
But
and he's not really, with the fact that he's eating this, he's not over an avera.
Even though he has accepted upon himself as a chumash, he is a neder.
So
a person eats, let's say a person is motive hana from something. He's saying he still be mitzvah the zimun with the food from a neder?
If he's mother hana from the food, he's
dead
on the food. And then he eats food that's also in the neder.
Yeah. Seems to us would be no good. It doesn't seem like it has to be a food which is asi to the nation, even if it's subjectively asi. It's the fact that it's, there is a shem iso in it. But if the other guys,
but by pasakum you don't have a shem iso.
I mean, right? Neto, it seems like you do.
Why?
It seems like pasakum is only because the other guy's eating. Meaning that Tosfos' question is whether if the other guy eats
pasakum. No. I'll tell you what it was. He's asking like this. He's saying that if a person eats pasis royal, so if he eats it three times in a row, when he's we say that he's considered like he took it on his neder. Not necessarily, he has to have a mind like that. The Ram doesn't have that all hold together, there's nothing. But the thing is that that even if you would say that he took it on as a neder, it still wouldn't be unacceptable. I'll tell you why. It's a good point. Let's say we knew that he had the das, he ate it three times, and he's as a neder. That's not a neder. I would say it still is good for Zim.
So why does Tosfos take the case where it's the other guy, meaning where the guy's Nisa and somebody else was eating Pasakum and can't even Mitzavik together? Say a bigger Kiddush that even if a guy himself eats Pasakum, that's not considered an Issa that you can't be Mizamein for. Like Tosfos seems to be treating it the same, meaning the Havamina is would be like Truma.
You mean if he has a neder on it?
Well, if he's nisag, Tosfos just calls nisag. Nisag
doesn't necessarily mean neder.
I don't know what it means. I'm just saying Tosfos seems to be treating nisag the same way as he was treating truma.
Yeah, but nisag doesn't mean neder.
Okay, so someone who's nisag, whether or not there's a neder.
We don't ascribe a neder to
it. I understand, but why wouldn't that be the same thing as truma? That if the Israel's eating truma, so it's no good. But if the Kohen's eating truma, so the Yisrael can mitzvah to him.
Right.
So why don't you say the same thing as Pasakum? If the guy who's Nizah is eating the Pasakum, so he can't be mitzvah because he's doing something wrong. His achila has no kriyas because he's
doing something wrong.
Because he holds that you should be mitzvah.
You're saying only if it's Makabal and Neder.
Well, I don't know what the status of Nizah is. What?
Shows you that he holds that the other guy's achila is no achila because he wouldn't do it.
But let's say he's a Nizah and he himself eats it, then it is an achila.
That's not even a shava. If he's an Ezra and he himself eats it,
then what's the halacha?
You mean by mistake?
Yeah, let's say by mistake.
I would say it's good. Because objectively there's no
so it's worse.
Objectively there's no stigma to it.
So it'd be worse if the other guy ate it than if he ate it? There's a havamina that if the other guy ate it, it's not good for Zimun. But if he eats it by accident, then he's definitely good for Zimun.
But a havamina is because it's a davar aser in this guy's eyes.
Right.
But now we're saying it's not a davar aser because in the nation you have people that are big tzaddikim that eat it. So it's not a stigmatized object. So then even if he eats it, it'll be good. Mm-hmm. Because it's not stigmatized.
So it'll end up better than truma.
Better than truma, right.
And what about neder?
What?
What about neder?
What about neder?
Would let's say a guy who was moving on from something, would he be allowed to be mizami if he ate the thing he has neder on?
No, because that's a shame misser in the chefza.
So even though it's not stigmatized in the nation,
that's a stigma. That's a stigma. The stigma is the dvaris of a shame misser. Okay, what's the last case? Avolim.
What do you
say about that? Yeah, did you see the taste of the effort?
Yeah.
I have to get because it's important. Arumano zemize einon mitstarfen. Kivon bein echod men yachol lechol em chavero. In other words, there's a specific relegation for each person. He says, "Umiyu nira de gimel b'nei adam hamudorin ein araya brura. The shiny truma she'en lahet de lazar afilu b'sheila. Mashen came b'mudra noa. Mashen came b'mudra noa. Ubebracha sarach." It wasn't even marach too much, but he just said. He just said that it's okay. He said, no, it's no good. It's no good, it's no good. So Thais apparently was thinking about this problem. You know what I mean? Apparently was thinking about this problem.
He's probably left with a different tassus.
What?
He's probably left with a different tassus. There were many different tassus.
Like, yeah, yeah.
The sectas have different.
Yeah.
Do we know where he was marach? Like, oh, in which tassus?
So the thing is, how do you define this tassus? It's interesting tassus. Especially with the way he expresses himself in Erchin. If it is not an error, this is because they give her a get. Well, no, right now there's an Isser anyway. Right now there were Mata, so it's no good.
Why is it even a problem?
Right.
No.
I think
they
should be
Musar.
Should be
Musar.
Yeah.
Why should
it
be
Musar? They should be, because, you know, like we said, it's not, you can't really objectify what we said before. You can't really objectify what a guy does.
Yeah, well, if you have that premise. So, yeah. If, what's the difference whether it's one guy or all three?
Well, the thing is like this. He can't objectify and say because this chefta is a mudra noah, so that means that their das is they don't want you with him, right? But here he's attacking it from another angle. He's saying the fact is each guy's relegated to their own achila, and when you have total relegation, then we say there's no tziruf because they're all mudra noah from each other.
Oh, so they definitely should not be mitzvah.
Right. But then Taisovia says, no, maybe they should be mitzvah because it could be shol on the nether. Sounds like an easy thesis, huh? It's a nice one. Each point is separate. You want to say that Truma is the same as this. Because why? And in Truma, if you'd have all of them being usher, you'd say that if they were all relegated, then it wouldn't be good. The only reason it's good by Truma is because it's not relegated, it's only one way. So he says, but over here, even though it's all ways, right, but still it's good because you could be sure on the Omidro. If I don't know,
you'd say that it's good because you could be shown that.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, kol echad ochel mikikra, right? So we said it doesn't matter if each guy eats from his own kikar, right? Because even though they're separating their achilos, but that's only subjective, right? It's only subjective, but it's not objective. But when the halacha comes in and separates the achilos, like by three people that are Mudar and Manoah Zemizeh, so then there's an objective relegation, right? Because Allah is objective. Mm-hmm. So subjective relegation doesn't really mean anything, because it's just, he doesn't want to eat from the other guy's piece of bread right now. It's just subjective. Okay, that doesn't count. So what Taisvis is asking is like this. What if you have a halachic objective relegation, which is based on a subjective? In other words, the Isser HaNoah is really objective. But it's subjective, of course, they could be Matir. So would you call that subjective or objective? follow?
Yeah. Well, he's like conditional.
Yeah. That's right. That's this. I don't think that there are two sides here. I think Lashon HaTosfos, I think, is also like that. He says, Ein Raya Brura means it's not clear. See, sometimes there's such a thing as a shayla. A shayla, you have a shayla. A shayla doesn't necessarily have to have two sides. A shayla could be a question of what the thing is, because there are two separate, it contains two separate elements. You know, how does the halacha view it? So over here it's really like more like a shayla. Because we say when it's subjective that it's not considered relegated. We say when it's objective it is. What if you have an objective that's based on a subjective? Is that subjective or objective?
Well, it doesn't seem to take it, in, at least here in Brachos, as Hachal Uchul, that he, okay, you know, he does sure decide the issue.
Yeah, Taisus
gives
yes,
a final thought.
That's what Taisus means when he says over here that he says, because the Ney, they knew him, what does it mean, it means right now it's an objective issue. So it's considered objective. But over there, Taitzvus is saying, yeah, but this objective, it's true right now, it's considered objective.
But it's subjective.
In essence, but it's based on a subjective. Because they could be mountain matter. And that's a subjective thing. So Taisus is simply asking a shiloh, which is it? And halacha sometimes you can't approach that, and it's not necessarily two sides. Is it this far or that far? Is it simply we don't know what it is? Is it subjective or objective? That's the basis. Okay.
Truma is objective?
Definitely. Because it's not totally in him. If you're a Kayan, I can't eat the Truma. There's no way that you can help me out on it. Unless you buy me as a Bosa Pesukim, Kishem Hashem Ekra Ovelo Akeno.
We learned three from
the... So that means that if I'm Kara Hashem Hashem, you should join me and express greatness to Kara Shabbat. And so you're joining me. And the other way is, Gadol Lad Hashem Iti, and Arom Hashmo Yachtov, that we're all joining together on an equal plane.
Right.
So what the Gemara is saying is, it's not Machlokes. It's Mara Machada, Mara Machada Lo Pligi. Which means that either way is a tziruf. Mm-hmm. Either way is a good tziruf. You know, if I ask you to confirm my shevach, or if I say to you, let's join together in the shevach.
So is it structurally, is the nature of three two different possibilities the way you're presenting?
It's two possibilities, right. Because what is he doing? He's saying Rabosan of Arech. And he's saying, either he's saying, and join me in my shevach, or else he's saying, let's all be mishavach together.
Right. So,
the Gemara is saying either way it's a tzilah.
So, but it's going to come out like this. It's going to come out that if you say it's one shevach, so really the mavarach is really representative of the other three. If you say the other way, you're going to have really one mavarach with the presence of two.
That they're joining it.
Right.
Right. Doesn't matter.
When you see by halal, you have both kinds. You have shira, which is responsive, and there's one primary leader, and everyone else joins in, and then you have when the groups sitting together.
Right.
In general, you see there are different ways where groups
sit together. Different ways. That's the
part of the kishem shem and krov.